Okay, so this is Sutta number 3. So Kanda Samyutta, Sutta number 3, Samyutta 22, Sutta number 3. Thus have I heard. On one occasion, the venerable Mahakachana was dwelling among the people of Avanti on Mount Papata at Kuraraghara. Then the householder Halidakani approached the venerable Mahakachana, paid homage to him, sat down to one side, and said to him, "Venerable sir, this was said by the Blessed One in the questions of Magandhya of the Attakavaga." And that's a section of the Suttanipata, and which is a very, again, there's these internal kind of affirmations of some of the older layers of the suttas, and that that aspect of the suttas, say Suttanipata, and particularly Attakavaga, one would assume that that they are things that the monks at the Buddha's time were already learning and memorizing and passing on to others as a way of forming continuity of the teachings. So anyway, this is a verse from the Attakavaga. Having left home to roam without abode, in the village the sage is intimate with none. Rid of sensual pleasures without expectations, he would not engage people in dispute. How, venerable sir, should the meaning of this, stated by the Blessed One in brief, be understood in detail? And of course, Mahakachana is the foremost disciple in the detailed exposition of brief sayings. And that the questions of Magandhya are Suttanipata 844. And I actually meant to bring another translation over, and I'm sitting on my desk. Yeah, you can bring it over. Quickly bring it over. I think it's helpful. It's very close, but I think it's worth reading it, seeing how Dr. Sadatisa translates it. And he's somebody who is, he translated that. He'd probably been a monk for 40, 50 years or something already, and then he did this translation of the Suttanipata, and he steeped in Pali. I mean, he's one of these Sri Lankan scholars who converse in Pali, so very, very knowledgeable, very comfortable in the Pali language. Yes, that's okay. And Dr. Sadatisa tended to, he lived in England for many years, so that he wanted to try to put this into a more of a colloquial English, so that it was rather than a scholarly English. And actually, also another interesting thing was like when Ajahn Chah took Ajahn. When he went to England at first, and then they had Ajahn Sumedho and the monks stay on in England to begin the establishing of the Sangha there. He told Ajahn Sumedho to take Dr. Sadatisa as the Sangha Raja of England and go and pay respects and look after him and be draw close to Dr. Savatisa. Rinpoche was not a generally a person who was scholars were not his highness list, he obviously saw that Dr. Savatisa was, besides being a great scholar, he was a very good monk, a good leader. Okay, this verse, as Dr. Savatisa's translation, the sage who has forsaken his home, not entering upon intimate relations in villages, free from lust, not giving preference to mundane desire, he does not engage in disputatious talk with people. So it's a bit more colloquial. And okay, so then Halidakani asks Mahakachana, what's the meaning of this? And then Mahakachana replies, the form element, householder, is the home of consciousness. One whose consciousness is shackled by lust for the form element is called one who roams about in a home. The feeling element is the home of consciousness. The perception element is the home of consciousness. The volitional formations element is the home of consciousness. One whose consciousness is shackled by lust for the volitional formations element is called one who roams about in a home. It is in such a way that one roams about in a home. And how, householder, does one roam about homeless? The desire, lust, delight and craving, the engagement and clinging, the mental standpoints, adherences and underlying tendencies regarding the form element, these have been abandoned by the Tathagata, cut off at the root, made like a palm stump, obliterated so that they are no more subject to future arising. Therefore, the Tathagata is called one who roams about homeless. The desire, lust, delight, and craving, the engagement and clinging, the mental standpoints, adherences, and underlying tendencies regarding the feeling element, the perception element, the volitional formations element, the consciousness element, these have been abandoned by the Tathagata, cut off at the root, made like a palm stump, obliterated so that they are no more subject to future arising. Therefore, the Tathagata is called one who roams about homeless. It is in such a way that one roams about homeless. And how, householder, does one roam about in an abode? By diffusion and confinement in the abode, consisting in the sign of forms, one is called one who roams about in an abode. By diffusion and confinement in the abode, consisting in the sign of sounds, the sign of odors, the sign of tastes, the sign of tactile objects, the sign of mental phenomena, one is called one who roams about in an abode. And how, householder, does one roam about without abode? Diffusion and confinement in the abode consisting in the sign of forms, these have been abandoned by the Tathagata, cut off at the root, made like a palm stump, obliterated so that they are no more subject to future arising. Therefore, the Tathagata is called one who roams about without abode. Diffusion and confinement in the abode consisting in the sign of sounds, the sign of odors, the sign of tastes, the sign of tactile objects, the sign of mental phenomena. These have been abandoned by the Tathagata, cut off at the root, made like a palm stump, obliterated so that they are no more subject to future arising. Therefore, the Tathagata is called one who roams about without abode. It is in such a way that one roams about without abode. And how, householder, is one intimate in the village? Here, householder, someone lives in association with lay people. He rejoices with them and sorrows with them. He is happy when they are happy and sad when they are sad, and he involves himself in their affairs and duties. It is in such a way that one is intimate in the village. And how, householder, is one intimate with none in the village. Here, householder, a bhikkhu does not live in association with lay people. He does not rejoice with them or sorrow with them. He is not happy when they are happy and sad when they are sad. And he does not involve himself in their affairs and duties. It is in such a way that one is intimate with none in the village. And how, householder, is one not rid of sensual pleasures? Here, householder, someone is not devoid of lust, desire, affection, thirst, passion, and craving in regard to sensual pleasures. It is in such a way that one is not rid of sensual pleasures. And how, householder, is one rid of sensual pleasures? Here, householder, someone is devoid of lust, desire, affection, thirst, passion, and craving in regard to sensual pleasures. It is in such a way that one is rid of sensual pleasures. And how, householder, does one entertain expectations? Here, householder, someone thinks, may I have such form in the future? May I have such feeling in the future? May I have such perception in the future? May I have such volitional formations in the future? May I have such consciousness in the future? It is in such a way that one entertains expectations. And how, householder, is one without expectations? Here, householder, someone does not think, may I have such form in the future? May I have such feeling, perception, volitional formations? May I have such consciousness in the future? It is in such a way that one is without expectations. And how, householder, does one engage people in dispute? Here, householder, someone engages in such talk as this. You don't understand this Dhamma and discipline. I understand this Dhamma and discipline. You understand this Dhamma and discipline, you're practicing wrongly. I'm practicing rightly. What should have been said before, you said after. What should have been said after, you said before. I'm consistent. You're inconsistent. What you took so long to think out has been overturned. Your thesis has been refuted. Go off to rescue your thesis, for you're defeated. Or disentangle yourself if you can. It is in such a way that one engages people in dispute. And how, householder, does one not engage people in dispute? Here, householder, someone does not engage in such talk as this. You don't understand this Dhamma and discipline through the whole thing again. Thus, householder, it is in such a way that one does not engage people in dispute. Thus, householder, when it was said by the Blessed One in the questions of Magandhya of the Atthagatavaka, having left home to roam without abode, in the village the sage is intimate with none. Rid of sensual pleasures, without expectations, he would not engage people in dispute. It is in such a way that the meaning of this, stated in brief by the Blessed One, should be understood in detail.